Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your breakthroughs and helps and blessing that we have received. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mighty hand that is helping us to move forward. Thank you for your mighty hand that is giving us victory. Thank you for helping us to grow spiritually. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace and the mercy you have given to us so that we can mature in the knowledge of you. Thank you for making all things to work together for our good. We also thank you for our prayers that you have answered and for more of our prayers that you will still answer. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for showing us revelations so that we can be guided and instructed concerning your will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us to know the truth, your truth that has the power to set us free. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for your protection and preservation and covering upon us. Thank you for shielding us from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for destroying the weapons the enemy have been using to afflict and oppress us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this midnight, to worship you, to praise you, and to call upon your name. For our trust is in you, and we know that you cannot fail us. Hold on, visit us as we spend time in your presence right now in Jesus' name. Touch our lives, help our lives, and change our lives. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I may welcome you to the Lord's presence. Before we go into prayer point, we're going to sing worship songs. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. You're so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Oh God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. You are God. You are not a man. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, Alpha and Omega, you are God, you are God, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man. King of the universe, you are God, you are not a man. Lion of Judah, you are God. Savior, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man. You can never change, you are God, Jesus, you are God, oh, you are God. You are not a man. You can never disappoint us. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are not a man. Dearly stand up. I believe that I oh Lord, believe that I for you are holy, righteous, and worthy. Oh Lord, believe that I Do we stand up? I, oh Lord, believe that for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, believe that. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful, your name is marvelous, your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise thee. El Shaddai, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. That wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That's a wonderful name. That's a wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know he knows my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Your life is worth a living just because he lives. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. There is not holy as the Lord. For there is not beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. You are who you are yesterday, today, and for and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change, you never change, you never fail. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my mind, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, King of the universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice to say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you praise. Yes, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Because of you are. I worship you, Lord, Lord, I worship you. Because of you are. I just wanna be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to hear you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, holding in your praise. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be, oh Lord. I just want to be with you. I just want to be. I just want to be like Jesus. I just want to be with you. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness, holiness is what you want. From me and for me and for me. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Oh Lord, holiness, holiness is what you want from me and for me. Take my life, take my life and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, take my will, conform it to yours, to yours. Oh Lord, take my life. Take my life and mold it. Take my mind, transform it my will, conformed to yours, O Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. We need to worship and bless His name. Magnify and adore Him. Worship Him for who He is. Praise Him from your heart. Praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Soon Coming King, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the miracle walking God, and the mountain moving God. Worship your Father, your Helper, your Healer, your Deliverer, your Savior, your Lord, and your King. Worship Him. He is our strength. He is our shelter. He is our light. We worship you, Father. He is our present help in time of need. He is the Most High God. Worship Him. There is no failure in Him. There is no error in Him. For He cannot make mistakes. Praise Him for who He is. He is before all things. He existed before anything existed. And He is the one holding all things together. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. You are the hope to the hopeless, the hope of the hopeless. You are the Father of the fatherless. You are the Mother of the motherless. You are a faithful God. We worship you, Lord. You can be trusted. You can be depended upon. We worship you, Father. It is such a privilege to have you in our lives. It is such a privilege to be called your children, your sons and daughters. For we don't even deserve you. But you have justified us. You have saved us. You have purified us. And you have made us acceptable in your sight. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We have an assurance that everything you have promised to do in our lives shall come to pass without delay, because we know you love us so much, and you did not steal, you cannot steal us. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with his prayers. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. And thank you for the things you're about to do very shortly. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all that you have done in my life. Thank you for all that you are doing in my life presently. And thank you for the things you're about to do for me very shortly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your great work, for your mighty work that you are doing in my life right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for greater miracles, greater blessings, greater breakthroughs you are still going to do in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your eyes are watching over my life, and you are preserving me from rain of my enemies. Even say, thank you, Father, for your eyes are watching over me to preserve me from the rain of my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your eyes are watching over my life. For your eyes are watching over my movement, my going out and coming in to keep me safe from the rain of darkness, from the rain of Satan, from the rain of my enemies, to keep me secured from the destruction my enemies are determined to do to me. Thank you for your eyes that are watching over my life to preserve me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. You're going to still thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for everything you are using to ensure that your will prevail in my life. Thank you for everything you are using to enforce your will to happen in my life. Sometimes God can use the people around you to enforce his will in your life. Sometimes he can even use the animal. He can use situations, events around you to make sure that his will happen in your life. So I want you to thank him for that. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. To thank you, Father, for making use of everything you have created. Thank you for making use of the things you have created to enforce your will to happen in my life. Thank you, Father, for making use of everything around me to enforce your will to happen in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for stopping the arrows of untimely death my enemies fired at me. Thank you, Father, for stopping those arrows before they reach me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for stopping the arrows of untimely death that my enemies fired at me. Thank you for stopping those arrows before they reach me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing. allow me to make mistakes that would bring upon my life dangerous consequences, irreversible consequences. Hope your mother begins to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for not allowing me to make mistakes that will cause dangerous consequences in my life. Thank you for keeping me from making mistakes that will lead to irreversible consequences. Irreversible, dangerous consequences. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me from making such mistakes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping me from making mistakes that would lead to irreversible damage in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life and let your desire for my life manifest easily. Let your desires for my life happen easily. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You may have desires, but God also have desires for your life. And that one is always very great. And is always greater than your own desires. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life. And let your desires happen to me. Let your desires happen to me. Let your determination concerning my life prevail. In the name of Jesus, let your desires manifest in my life. Let your desires manifest in my body, soul, and spirit. Oh Lord, open your heavens over me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your heavens over me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every activity of demons, every activity of darkness that is going on in the environment of my life. Let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let fire fall. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy satanic activities, demonic activities, witchcraft activities going on around me, going on in my environment. Let fire fall from God's throne and consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, the Zata Kandel Heshinara, the Ziste Gedeva Kashinara. Right now, let fire fall. Right now, let fire fall. Thank you, Jesus. Every activity of marriage spirit, every activity of serpents and scorpions, fire of God consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, every oppression of witchcraft, every oppression of principalities and rulers of darkness in my environment, in the environment of my life, in the environment of my calling and destiny, let fire fall right now from God's throne and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, I have stated before that the forces of darkness, they don't leave people alone until they encounter a greater power than their own. Yeah, that is why I pity people who don't believe in spiritual warfare, people who don't believe in doing spiritual warfare and praying deliverance prayers. Yeah, people who think in as much as they obey the word of God, Satan cannot do anything to them. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, rain down your power upon my stubborn enemies. Rain down your power upon my stubborn enemies. And show them that they are too small to rise against me. Show them that they are too small to confront me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Rain down your power. Thank you, Lord. Rain down your power upon my stubborn enemies and show them how weak they are. Show them that they are too small to fight me and to stop me and to attack me right now in the name of Jesus. Release your power now. Release your power now. Release your power now. In the name of Jesus. Release your power now. In the name of Jesus. Release your power now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, release your power upon my stubborn enemies and bring them to their knees. Release your fire upon my stubborn enemies and bring them to their knees. Show them how they are too small to stand against my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it's good to pray. And Christianity is all about power. Yeah, even people who claim that as long as they are obeying the Bible, they are obeying the word of God, that no devil can attack them. Many times they are not even obeying the Bible. Because it takes power to obey the Bible. It takes power to do the will of God. Because your human nature cannot do the will of God. So it takes power to put the human nature under your feet and do the will of God. Yeah. So if the power of God is not so active in your life, your Christianity can never be real. Your Christian life cannot be original if God's power is not real and active in your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your right hand on your hand, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, make God's power arise from within me. Make God's power manifest in me so that I can walk in victory in all the days of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make God's power arise from within me. Make the power of God arise from within my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord. Make God's power manifest in my spirit, soul, and body. Make God's power very real in my life. And very active in my life, so that I can walk daily in victory. So that I can walk in victory in every day of my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, stir up the power of God in me. Stir up the power of God in my life. Stir up the power of God in everything I do. Stir up the power of God in my spirit, soul, and body, so that I can walk in victory in every day of my life on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you read Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus was speaking in that place. He said, "And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Now, all that means is that the Holy Ghost has in his hand the key to God's power, and he mobilizes God's power. That is, he carries God's power with him. Yeah, so which means that to have the Holy Spirit in your life is also to have God's power. Yeah, but today some people claim, I mean some Christians claim that they have the Holy Spirit in them, but they are powerless. They are weak. And the enemy does whatever he wants with them. Yeah. And that is, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, because the presence of the Holy Spirit alone is power. And even the operation of the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Spirit, the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit is also power. Yeah. So if you believe that you have the Holy Spirit in you, it means you also have power in you. It's just that maybe that power is not yet activated. To have the Holy Spirit is to have power. So you are going to pray. Any Christian with the Spirit of Christ is supposed to be a powerful Christian. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, activate the power of God in every part of me right now. If it is the Holy Spirit, activate the power of God in every cell of my body. Activate the power of God in every fragment of my soul and spirit, so that I become a powerful Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, activate the power of God in me. Because the power of God is in me. Holy Spirit, activate the power of God in me right now, so that I will transform into a powerful Christian. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Activate the power of God in me. Activate the power of God in me right now. Activate the power of God in me right now. Activate the power of God in me right now. So that I can transform into a powerful Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I believe you know that from the day you gave your life to Jesus, from the day you repented and surrendered to Jesus, the Holy Spirit has entered into you. And as a matter of fact, you wouldn't be able to surrender to Jesus if not through the work of the Holy Spirit in your soul. You would never have surrendered to Jesus if not for what the Holy Spirit did in your soul. So which means that the Holy Spirit was the one who brought you unto salvation, who made you become saved. So from the day you give your life to Jesus, you already have the Holy Spirit in you. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have the power in you. Now, when Jesus told the disciples to wait in the upper room, what he said was that he said they should wait in Jerusalem. Yeah, so they were the ones that went to the upper room in a particular building to wait upon God for power. Jesus already has given them the Holy Spirit in a passive state, not in an active state. I don't know if you understand. There was a place in the book of John that says Jesus breathed upon the disciples and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He kind of breathed upon them. I don't know how he did that. Maybe he blew a wind from his mouth upon them. I don't know, but it says Jesus breathed upon them. And then he told them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So at that point, the Holy Spirit was deposited inside their heart, inside their soul, inside their souls. But they don't yet have the power. But they already had a deposit of the Holy Spirit. But they don't yet have the power of the Holy Spirit. They already had the presence of the Holy Spirit. Maybe I should call it an inactive presence, or I don't know if I should use the word inactive or passive. So they have the Holy Spirit, but that Holy Spirit they have is so limited. So maybe I should use the word a limited a presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, maybe I should use that word instead of inactive or passive. Maybe I should use the word a limited presence of the Holy Spirit. But they don't yet have the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so we have many Christians today, they don't have the power on the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't mean they have the Holy Spirit, but they don't have the power. That was why Jesus told them, he said, wait for that power. Yeah. So he said, the Holy Spirit shall, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. So he told them that they should wait for another dimension of the Holy Spirit that has a lot to do with power. So he said they should wait for that kind of anointing of the Holy Spirit, of that kind of impartation or presence of the Holy Spirit that has a lot to do with power. Yeah, so I am clarifying it so that you will understand this prayer you're praying right now. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release upon me the dimension of the presence of the Holy Ghost that comes with power, that will fill me with power. So Lord Jesus, release upon me now the dimension of the Holy Spirit that comes with power, that will fill me with power. Release that dimension of the Holy Spirit now. Release that package of the Holy Spirit upon me right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, release upon me now the dimension of the Holy Spirit, the reign of the Holy Spirit that comes with power, the presence of the Holy Spirit that comes with power. Release upon me now the mantle of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes with power. Lord Jesus, release upon me that presence right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I said the tendies, the negligence. Release upon me right now the dimension of the Holy Ghost that comes with power. Release upon me now the dimension of the Holy Ghost that will fill me up with power. Release upon me now the presence of the Holy Ghost that will fill me up with power. Release that dimension now. Release that package of the Holy Ghost right now. Release that mantle of the Holy Ghost right now that comes with power and that will energize me, that will empower me. Release such presence now upon me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When you have received power, you will know that you have received power. And because the power of God is very real, very palpable, very tangible. It's something that you can feel. The power of God is something that you can you can touch, or it's something that you will know when it touches you. Yeah, the power of God is very visible, very physical. Yeah, so when it comes upon you, you will know. There's no faking of it. You can't fake it. When you have the power, you have the power. Yeah, the power of God not be hidden. When you have it, it can't be hidden. Both you will know it. I mean, both you and others around you will know it. Yeah, because it comes with manifestations. It comes with victory. It comes with abilities. Yeah, it's just like the movies that some of you watch, and you can see in some movies they will present a man and they will say this man has power to fly, and this man have power to do strange things. Yeah, so the same with the power of God. When you have the power of God, you will know that you have it. Yeah, because it will make you do things that are not normal. It will make you do things that are not natural. It will make you do things that are real. Yeah, it will produce results in your life. Yeah, so it should be something that every Christian should crave for. It should be something that every Christian should long for, and fast, and pray persistently till they get it. So you're going to pray. My question is, how desperate are you for God's power? How passionate are you for God's power? How hungry are you for God's power? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let everything in me begin to hunger for God's power. From this day onward, let everything in me, let everything about me begin to hunger for God's power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let everything in me begin to long for God's power. Let everything in my soul, let every part of my soul, every part of my body, every part of my spirit begin to long for God's power. Begin to hunger for God's power. Begin to seek for God's power. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying with a desperate heart. I believe you're praying with a passionate heart. In the name of Jesus, let every part of me begin to hunger for the power of the Holy Ghost. Let every part of my life, let every aspect, every area of my life begin to hunger for more of God's power on daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal your power in me. And let all my weaknesses disappear at the manifestation of your power, at the appearance of your power. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, reveal your power in me. Reveal your power in me. Thank you, Lord. Reveal your power in my soul. Reveal your power in my spirit. Reveal your power in my body. Reveal your power in my life. Reveal your power in every aspect of my life. Reveal your power in my calling. Reveal your power in my destiny. And let all of my weaknesses disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Reveal your power in me. Reveal your power in me. Manifest your power in me. And let all my weaknesses be evaporated by the manifestation of your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. Apostle Paul said something. He said, he will prefer to boast of his weaknesses so that the power of God can remain upon him. Yeah, because there were other ministers of God in his days that were boasting about some powerful things that maybe God did through them. Yeah, and they were saying those things to make people see them as some special creatures. Yeah, but Paul the Apostle said he would prefer to boast about his weaknesses and not his strength, so that God's power can rest upon him. So what does that mean? Yeah, what it means is that to always have God's power in your life, you have to put yourself in a state of dependence on God. Total reliance on God. Yeah, total dependence on God. Yeah, even when you are strong, you must not believe in your strength. You must trust in the strength of God. Yeah. So you are going to pray. Even if God uses you for many miracles, for many things, you must still rely on God. You must depend on God, not on your spiritual gift. You must depend on God. That is how the power of God will remain upon your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me and teach me to depend on God always. Teach me to rely on God, on God's strength. Teach me to rely on God's power always. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Teach me, Holy Spirit, and help me to rely on God's strength at all times. Not on my strength, but on God's strength. Not on my abilities, but on God's abilities. Holy Spirit, teach me and help me to rely on God's power, on God's abilities in every day of my life. Teach me to rely on God's power for success, for blessings. Teach me to rely on God's strength for help, for victories in every day of my life. Help me to completely depend on God's strength and power. We prayed. Yeah, continue to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me and help me to turn my weaknesses into strength through your power that is in me. Through your power that is in me. Say, Father, teach me and help me to turn my weaknesses into strength through your power that is inside of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Father, teach me how to turn my weaknesses into great strength through the working of your power that is in me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Teach me, Holy Spirit, and help me now in the name of Jesus. Help me to turn my weaknesses into great strength through your power that is working in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read verse 9 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And that was what God told Paul the Apostle when he was telling God to remove a certain weakness in his body. Whether it's a weakness or it's a sickness. But what we know is that that thing always makes him weak. Yeah. And that thing is in his body. And it's always making him weak. And even it always makes him spiritually weak. Yeah. But what God told him in response to his prayer was that God told him that his strength is sufficient, his grace is sufficient for him. And God said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Yeah. Yeah, God said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Yeah, so weakness, as far as God is concerned, weakness is not your problem. Weakness is not a problem. And weakness is not a limitation. As far as God is concerned, your weakness is a stepping stone to great strength. Your weakness is a door, is a portal to entering into great strength or to connecting with great strength that is in God. Yeah. So if you think you have a weakness and you think you are limited by that weakness, you just need to reset your mind. Yeah, because every weakness is an opportunity to encounter the power of God. Every weakness, or maybe you have financial weakness, because poverty is also a weakness. It's an opportunity for you to encounter the power of God that brings things out of nothing. And so every weakness is an opportunity as far as God is concerned. Weakness are not limitations. The opportunities for you to encounter God's power. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to reset my mind. Help me to renew my mind and begin to take advantage of my weaknesses, so that I can connect with your power whenever I am weak. Help me to program my mind to connect with your power through my weaknesses. Help me to reset my mind and through faith connect with your power in my weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to reset my mind and through faith connect with your power in my weaknesses. Help me to take advantage of my weaknesses to connect with your power. Help me to make use of my weaknesses to connect with your strength. In the name of Jesus, help me to reset my mind. Help me to renew my mind. Help me to reprogram my mind and stop seeing my weaknesses as my limitations. Help me to reprogram my mind and stop seeing my weaknesses as a limitation. Help me to start seeing my weaknesses as a portal to connecting with your strength. In the name of Jesus, help me to know how to use my weaknesses to generate strength from you. Teach me how to do that. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to use my weaknesses to generate strength from you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. What does that mean? That means that in the midst of weakness, there is strength of God. There is power in the midst of weakness. Yeah. What is expected of us is to believe that His grace is sufficient. Is to believe that the grace of God is inside our weakness. Is to believe that the power of God is inside our weakness. So it is through that faith that we will become suddenly strong in the midst of our weaknesses. Yeah, there's a way your weaknesses can make you feel like all hope is lost. There's a way your weaknesses can make you feel like you can't go on further. You can't succeed. You can't prosper, you can't overcome. Yeah, but if only you can believe that there is power of God in the midst of your weaknesses, then you will be unstoppable and you will be invincible. You will be too powerful to be conquered. So you're going to pray. We're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase my faith, strengthen my faith, and increase my faith to be able to connect with God's power that is in the midst of my weaknesses. So Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith and increase my faith so that I will be able to connect with the power of God, the strength of God that is in the midst of my weaknesses. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Strengthen my faith and increase my faith. Strengthen my faith and increase my faith so that I will be able to connect with the power of God that is in the midst of my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, that Shatabash Nenegana, strengthen my faith now. Strengthen my faith now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my faith now. In the name of Jesus, increase my faith now. In the name of Jesus, so that I will be able to connect with God's power and with God's strength that is in the midst of my infirmities and weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, sometimes people have asked me questions like, how do you do it? How are you able to pray for long hours? How are you able to do this spiritual exercise? Because when we, you know, when they try to do the same, they get tired. So they feel like, how is it that you are able to do that and you don't get tired? Yeah. But what I would tell them is that I also get tired. Yeah. So it's not as if I'm not human anymore, or I don't have the same human weaknesses. Yeah, but the difference is that I don't accept the weakness. Yeah, I don't believe that I am weak in the midst of weakness. Yeah, so I see the strength of God that is inside weakness, and I lay hold of that strength, and all of a sudden I get stronger. Yeah. So operating in the power of God is not does not mean absence of weakness. Yeah. What I mean is, the presence of God's power in your life doesn't mean that you will never be weak. Yeah. In fact, it could mean that you'll be more weak than any other person. Yeah, like the case of Paul the Apostle. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So it's not that you will stop getting weak. No, it's not about that. You know how to be strong whenever you get weak. So it is normal to get weak. Yeah, but The desire of God for you is that you tap into His power in the midst of your weakness, that you tap into His strength in the midst of your weakness. So which means you must not believe that you are weak even when you feel weak. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall no longer believe in my weaknesses. I shall no longer accept my weaknesses. I shall always believe in the strength of God, and I shall always connect with the strength of God that is in my weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Begin to say, from this day onward, I shall no longer believe in my weaknesses. I shall no longer identify with my weaknesses. I shall always believe and identify with God's strength. I shall always accept God's strength. I shall always connect with God's strength. I shall always put on God's strength in the name of Jesus. I shall no longer see myself according to the way I feel. I shall no longer see myself according to my feelings. I shall no longer see myself according to my weaknesses. I shall see myself according to God's strength. In the name of Jesus, I shall identify with God's strength and not with the human weaknesses in my life. I shall always identify with God's strength and not with my human weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, even when I feel too weak, I shall still not accept the weakness. I shall press in for God's strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So what does it mean when God says, my strength is made perfect in weakness? Now, what it means is that God intentionally makes us experience weaknesses so that we can know how great His strength is. That is what it means. It means God intentionally allows us to go through weaknesses, go through troubles, sicknesses, infirmities, limitations, so that we can know how great His strength is, how great His power is. But the problem of many Christians is that they easily give up. They easily give up. They easily lose hope. I pray that you will not give up. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong heart. Create in me a strong mind that does not give up on your strength, even in my weakest moment. The Father created me a strong soul. Make my soul strong. Make my heart strong. Such that I will never give up. I will never give up on your strength in the midst of my great weaknesses, in my weakest moment. Create in me such heart. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I believe you understand that prayer. Say, Father, create in me a heart that is so strong, such that I will never lose hope in you, such that I will never give up on your ability, on your power, even in the midst of my weakest moment. Give me a heart that doesn't give up. Give me a heart that doesn't give up on your power. Give me a heart that doesn't give up on your strength. Even in my weakest moment, create in me such hearts right now. In the name of Jesus. Create in me a strong heart. Create in me a strong soul. Create in me a strong mind that can never give up on your power, that can never give up on your strength, even in my weakest moment. Even when it appears as if all hope is lost, even when it appears as if I am dying, even when it appears as if there is no way out. Oh Lord, create in me that strong heart that can never give up on your power. In the name of Jesus. Create in me such power, thank you, Lord. Create in me such heart. Such powerful heart, such strong heart that can never give up on your power in the midst of great weaknesses, in the midst of great troubles, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, I'm still going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yeah, what a very powerful scripture. He said he will rather glory in his infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon him. So what Apostle Paul meant was that he said he will boast in those terrible things that many people cannot endure. Those troubles and challenges that many people cannot endure and survive, that he would rather boast in those things because he was able to go through those things and still survive and still overcome and still endure. So that was why he said he would prefer to boast in those things. Yeah, so what that also means is that the greatest power of God is inside the weaknesses. The greatest power of God is not inside your strength. Or let me say, you cannot know the greatest power of God when you are strong and when all is well with you. When you are not going through any challenge or any trouble, you cannot know the greatest power of God in those moments. Yeah, you can only know the greatest power of God in the midst of infirmities. Yeah, because hardly will many people survive. Yeah, when they have been exposed to the things Apostle Paul went through. Yeah, but that man went through all those things and yet came out strong and stronger. So that means that man has encountered the greatest power of God. Yeah. So I want you to pray. In these last days, God is not raising weak people. God is not interested in weak Christians. I mean, when I mean weak, I mean Christians that have embraced weakness, Christians that have identified with weakness. Yeah, not Christians that know how to connect with God's strength in the midst of their weaknesses. So God is looking for Christians that will carry His greatest powers. And I want you to be such Christian. Yeah, because only that kind of power that you found in the midst of weaknesses, only that kind of power can bring down principalities. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring me. Free me and transform me into a Christian that can carry your greatest power. The Father, train me and transform me into a kind of Christian that can possess, that can carry your greatest power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As you said, train me into that kind of Christian that can possess your greatest power. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Free me, change me into the kind of Christian that can possess, that can carry, that can demonstrate your greatest power in the name of Jesus. Help me to find your greatest power that is inside negative situations. Help me to find your greatest power that is inside tough times, challenges of life. Help me, O Lord, to find your greatest power that is waiting for me in all situations I find myself. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. And God is raising Christians that will be very strong, such that no matter what the devil throws at them, will break them, or bring them down, or make them emotionally weak, or make them depressed, or whatever. Yeah, God is raising Christians that will be stronger than whatever the enemy can throw at them. And that is the kind of Christian God wants you to be. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, transform me into a strong believer, a strong Christian that can withstand whatever the enemy throws at me. Transform me into a strong believer that can withstand and overcome whatever the enemy throws at me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Only those kinds of Christians can make it to the end. Can make it to heaven. Say, Father, change me. Change me into a kind of Christian that can withstand and conquer whatever the enemy throws at me in the name of Jesus. A Christian that is stronger than the best weapons of Satan. Change me to a Christian that is stronger than the most powerful weapons of my enemy. Change me to a Christian that can withstand and conquer whatever form of attack or manipulation or deception or control my enemy brings at me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. I'm going to read verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Yeah, he said, for when I am weak, then am I strong. So he said he takes pleasure in problems. That's just the summary of all those things he mentioned. Yeah, he said he takes pleasure in negative things, because when he is weak, that is when he is strong. Yeah, I don't know the adjectives we use to describe Apostle Paul. Yeah, maybe I should say what a powerful Christian life he lived. Yeah, what a powerful Christian life he lived. I want you to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my soul every sin that is making me to run away from challenges and troubles God wants to use to empower me. Say, every fear in me that is making me to avoid, to run away from challenges, from problems, from troubles that God has chosen to use to empower me, let that fear be uprooted now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every fear in me that is making me to avoid negative situations that God intends to use to empower me, to transform me, to make me very strong. Every fear that is making me to run away from those kinds of situations, I command you to come out of my soul right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive boldness. I receive faith to enter into every situation, whether they are positive or negative, every situation God has determined to use to change my life, to make me more powerful and more stronger. I receive boldness to embrace such situations. I receive faith to embrace such situations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Another thing that you need to know about God's power is that God doesn't give power to people he cannot trust. God doesn't give power, or maybe I should say, God will not give some of his power if you have not earned his trust. Yeah, and that is why God tests his own people. He puts his people to test to see if he can trust them. So if he cannot trust them, he will not give them power, because they will use that power against him. They will misuse that power. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change me into a kind of Christian that you can trust with your power. Transform me into a Christian that you can trust with your power. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, transform me, O Lord, into a Christian you can trust with your power. Thank you, Lord. Transform me now. In the name of Jesus. Elijah wouldn't have the kind of power he had if God couldn't trust him. Say, oh Lord, transform into a believer, into a Christian that you can trust with your power. A Christian that will not mess up. A Christian that will not misbehave. A Christian that will not fail you. Oh Lord, transform me into that kind of Christian so that I can be worthy to wield your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we have 4 more prayer points. And God also wants to give a lot of Christians access to his riches and wealth, because to have access to unlimited wealth is power, is a kind of power. To have access to immeasurable, uncountable wealth and riches is a power on its own. Yeah, and God wants to give some Christians that kind of power. Yeah, to have access to unlimited flow, unlimited supplies of God's wealth is a power on its own. Yeah, and in this year, God wants to give Christians access to such riches and wealth. I mean, riches and wealth that have no end and that have no measure. But God will not just give anyone that kind of access. He only gives such access to Christians that have been proven tested and tried. And through all of that, they did not fail. So this kind of access will only be given to Christians that have not failed God's test concerning money. Christians that have not failed God's test concerning handling material things of this world. So you're going to pray. It is my great desire that among you here will be people that will have such access. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to qualify for the access to unlimited flow of your riches and wealth. The Father, help me to qualify for the key to your riches and wealth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord, help me to be worthy of such access in your kingdom. Help me to walk worthy of the access to your riches. Help me to walk worthy of receiving the access to your riches and wealth, your unending riches and wealth, your immeasurable riches and wealth. The Father, help me to qualify for that. Help me to qualify for that access. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to live my life in such a way that I qualify for the access to your wealth, to your riches in glory, to your wealth in glory. Help me to live my life in such a way that I qualify for that key. I qualify to hold that key to your unlimited supply of your riches and wealth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You will say, Father, empower me to be able to pray and get the blessed of through my prayers. The Father, empower me to be able to pray and get problems storm, through prayer. Empower me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the hassle is there nothing about. God is giving power. God is giving power to Christians all over the world to be able to get a lot of problems solved through prayer. The Father, empower me now. Empower me now to be able to get problems solved through prayers. Even the problems in the lives of people, even the problems affecting my generation. Oh Lord, empower me to be able to get those problems solved. Through prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, by the reason of your, or by the function of your Holy Spirit in me, increase my confidence in your word. Increase my confidence in your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, by the operation of the Holy Ghost in my life, in my heart, in my soul, increase my confidence in your word. Increase my confidence in your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Increase my confidence in your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Increase my assurance in your word. Such that I can stand on your word forever without shaking, without doubting, without fear. Increase my confidence in your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Another thing that you need to know about God's power is love. Yeah, love. The power of God operates through love. Yeah. Through selfless kind of love. Yeah. Pure love. Yeah. True love. Yeah. Not the kind of love that is tainted with self, but love that is selfless. You know, some people, the reason why they do anything both for God and for God's people is because of what they want to gain. And because of what he wants to gain in return. Yeah, so some people, they are after what they will gain. Their love or kindness is selfish. They are not selfless. Yeah. Of course, there will always be reward when you do things for God, or you do things for people, or you help people, you bless people, there will always be reward. Yeah, but it is wrong to do those things for the reward. Yeah, for the sake of the reward. Yeah. If you really want to function in God's power, you must learn to do all things for the sake of love. Yeah, you must learn to do whatever you are doing for God because of how much you love God. And whatever you are doing for God's people, you must learn to do it because of how much you love God's people. Yeah, not because you are looking for something in return. So that is how to operate in God's power. Yeah, I think I've mentioned it here before, how someone was asking me questions like, why is it that you are doing all this for God's people? Yeah, why are you doing all this for God's people? And I said, number one, is because I love the Lord. And number two, because I love the people of God. Yeah. And because the person was surprised that there's no way he would do all this for God's people for free. Yeah, because the person was saying how much I do for God's people. In form of mentorship, discipleship, prayers, preachings, teachings. So the person was like, why are you doing all this for God's people for free? Yeah, and that was my response. Yeah, so if you want to walk in God's power, you must walk in love. Selfless love. And the kind of love that is 100% sacrificial. The kind of love that is expecting nothing in return. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk in love. Help me to walk in perfect love, in selfless love, so that your power can rest upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You may think you have love, but check that love very well. If it is really pure, check the love that you think you have. If it is really pure, if it is really selfless, check that love. Check your love. Both your love for God and your love for God's people, check it very well, if it is really pure. Father, help me. Help me. Help me to walk in love. Help me to walk in the kind of love that operates in your kingdom. Help me to also operate by that kind of love. The kind of love that is selfless. The kind of love that seeks no reward. The kind of love that is willing to die for others. Oh Lord, help me now to have that kind of love, so that your power can rest upon me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy toward us. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your strength that we have received in our inner man. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a lot of our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for filling up our souls and our hearts with great peace and joy. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great promises you have made for us. And thank you, Lord, because you shall fulfill all of those promises in our lives. Thank you, Lord, being glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit your people here and change their lives into the kind of persons you want them to be. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you give everyone here a kind of transformation that will make everyone perfect in your sight. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you reveal your power in the life of your people here right now. I want you to show everyone here the reality of your power. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that from within your body, soul, and spirit, the power of God shall arise and shall evaporate and terminate your weaknesses. In Jesus' name, the power of God shall arise from within you and shall equip you for great things in the earth. In Jesus' name, every evil that the enemy has programmed ahead for you, I decree that they are destroyed now, in the name of Jesus. Every problem, affliction, oppression that are not supposed to be happening to you, because it is not the will of God, I come against those things, and I command them to disappear now from your life, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord strengthen your heart to go through challenges and negative situations that God wants you to go through, so that He can change you into the kind of person He wants you to be. May the hand of the Lord strengthen your heart for such a journey, in Jesus' name. I pray that you become a warrior that does not run away from battles, but run into battles to fight and to conquer, in the name of Jesus. Every fear that is making you to avoid responsibilities and duties and assignments that God is requiring from you, I command such fear to come out of you right now, in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease that is going on in your body, I command them to come out right now, in the name of Jesus. As it were, in the life of Paul the Apostle, I also prophesy over your life right now that the grace of God shall be sufficient for you in all the days of your life on earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.